Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Every 4 years, the sport of curling gets a boost in popularity. And of course, tonight is the opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics. And so we thought, let's see what all the hype is about when it comes to curling. IPR's Austin Rohleder went out on the sheet at the Traverse City Curling Club.
Whatever you do this Olympic season, do not, and I repeat, do not ask a curler if curling is like shuffleboard.
It's like chess on ice, and it's like a long putt, and it's like a billiards game.
But no, it's not like shuffleboard. If I had to compare curling to other activities, I'd say it's more like bowling and yoga at the same time on ice.
In fact, we have a lot of curlers that still curl in kilts.
I was in slacks. I'm always wearing slacks and regular shoes, but they gave me these rubber slip-ons, apparently so I don't slide around. We enter the ice shed. It's 42 degrees, dry, no air movement, can't see my breath, but the roaring of the stones is wow. Former club president Kara Colburn escorts me onto the ice, which surprisingly isn't smooth. It's like an orange peel.
It's not scraped clean like Zamboni ice that you'd see on the ice rink.
The little bumps reduce the friction and
basically allow the stone to move along like ball bearings on the ice.
The rubber slippers do actually make it so I don't slide around, but everything else is slippery. A rock with a yellow handle comes to rest in front of me. Kara hands me a broom. I'm running out of hands, so I give her my microphone.
We'll train you. You guys can just keep all that stuff.
First out of the hack today is Austin. He'll be curling the red rock. Oh no, he's got the yellow rock.
She's a natural. And now both of us are doing something we've never done before. The hack, she referred to, is like a starting block. In the track and field games, I anchor one foot there. My other foot steps on this thin piece of Teflon. That's kind of in the shape of my shoe. And now that foot is completely slippery. It slides around with no resistance whatsoever. Next, I wedge the broom handle into my shoulder and use it to balance myself like a kickstand. My other hand grabs the handle of the stone.
Hold down a little lower. There you go. There, now. Yeah, tuck your elbow around it.
Now I'm in this sort of tripod position between the stone, the broom, the hack. Everything's slippery. Actually, the only part of my body that's touching the ice is my right foot. And now I'm supposed to just ratchet this whole thing back and fling myself down the ice?
Austin's in the hack now, winding up, getting ready to throw. A nice delivery. He's throwing the yellow rock. Let it go. Let it go, Austin. And Vivian's on it. Vivian's on the rock, sweeping the rock. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Hear Austin encouraging her, trying to get to the hog line, trying so hard to get to the hog line. Oh, and it didn't make it.
Vivian is IPR's Vivian La. Also, my slacks touched the ice, which apparently is a big no-no. The broom, by the way, isn't a broom. There's no bristles. It's smooth. It works by melting the ice just slightly, giving the rock a slicker surface to travel on. If you'd like to know more about the technique for brooming, this is what you do. Find a toddler eating spaghetti, wait 2 hours after dinner, and then try to get the spaghetti sauce off the floor as fast as you can with a Swiffer wet jet. And that's about it. Or you can just go down to your local curling club. There's one in Traverse City. Leelanau County has one too in Maple City. Or you can just do what they did in the old days and find a big heavy rock and chuck it across the ice.
Everyone can do it. You see it on TV and they're getting in that crouched position down low. And like, oh, I got a bad knee. I got to get back. I'm too old for that. No. You can curl with a stick. You can curl with a wheelchair. We all curl together. It doesn't matter. The wheelchair is out there with the stick curlers, is out there with the young kids, is out there with the old people. We all curl together. We are not, and that's what's so wonderful about the sport is how inclusive it is.
IPR's Austin Rolater with that story.
Curling's a lot of fun, so leave the pop, and this is how.
If you'd like to try curling, the Traverse City Curling Club hosts an open house tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. Details on our website, iprnews.org.
Sliding down the ice.
No one from Northern Michigan will be curling at this year's Olympics, but we are pretty well represented. Two women, Kayla Kuhn and Winter Vanecki, compete in the aerial ski event at the Olympics. That's the moguls leading into the jumps. Amazing. Abby Roque from Sault Ste. Marie plays with the U.S. women's hockey team. And at the age of 44, Nick Baumgartner will be participating in his fifth Olympics in the snowcross event. Baumgartner was the subject of a Points North episode we first brought you in 2024. We played that last month. You can find it at iprnews.org or pointsnorthpodcast.org. All right, let's check some headlines. The nonprofit group Bay Area Recycling for Community owes back taxes, and that is not new, says the group's founder. The Record Eagle reports today that the nonprofit owed Grand Traverse County more than $14,000 as of about a year ago. The group recycles things from homes and businesses, as well as appliances and electronics, demolition debris, and more, and then sells some of those goods at a store on US 31. Well, founder Andy Gale told the newspaper that the organization just tries to make do every year and approaches tax foreclosure every year, but that he thinks they'll have the money to keep things in operation before a deadline of April 1st. Some Northern Michigan animal shelters say they have too many cats. Up North Live reports that shelters in Antrim and Kalkaska counties have seen a huge increase in the number of felines they've taken in. That's partly because people move and they can't take their pet with them. They've also seen more cases of neglect. And they say you can help by adopting a cat or by donating to feed the cats and keep them healthy. A roof leak has shut down the State Theater in Traverse City until further notice. They want time to get the building cleaned and safe before reopening. They're giving updates on their website. And a fixture of downtown Traverse City is closing its doors. Union Street Station, a bar and performance space, says it will shut down at the end of the month after 134 years in business. The Ticker broke that story yesterday, and then later last night on Facebook, the business owners wrote that it was not their choice to close and that they are not happy about it. They pointed to a dispute with the building's owner, who has other plans, they say, for the space. But they are not done. The Union Street Station says its last day is February 28th, and they've got some time left. Shows are going forward until then, including the Jay Hawkins Band on Saturday night. The band called the place a mecca and shrine to live music and said it was honored to get to grace the stage one more time on Saturday night.
My bags in Colorado. They turned up in Oregon.
That is the Up North Lowdown for Friday, February 6th. Austin Rolater serves as our producer, and we are glad you are listening. Thanks for being here.
Ain't no use in complaining.
Hey guys, Dan Wanchura here. Get your game face on because Pints North Great Lakes Trivia is back. Season 4 features 10 events. We'll be everywhere from Sheboygan to Cleveland with lots of stops in between. All featuring brand new questions about the land, water, and inhabitants of the Great Lakes. Hosted by the Pints North podcast team. So, if you love the Great Lakes, a good drink, and lots of cool giveaways, then this is for you. For our complete schedule, go to interlockinpublicradio.org/pintsnorth, and we'll see you out there.